Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day, all Bills all the time. And now Matt Bovee and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a live edition of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Matt Bovee, Sal Capaccio here at Batavia Downs Gaming. We are here at 34 Rush. It's called that because it's, of course, Thurman Thomas. Big part of what happens here at Batavia Downs, but a lot of people making it happen. In a great spot here. Wow, we have already have a great crowd here tonight,
yeah,
buddy.
This is awesome. So thank you so much to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel having us out here. We're super excited to be here, and we're getting ready for a really, really important football game for the Buffalo Bills. They're 7-3, but they're looking to improve to 8-3 on this short week, a matchup against the Houston Texans coming up. And this is a fun one. You know, Thursday Night Football, some people like it, some people love it, some people can't stand it. I am on the end of loving it. I think I'm a little biased because the game is on Channel 7 in Buffalo. That certainly helps for me. But I also like what's on the other end of it. If you get through it with a win, you get to enjoy the weekend stress-free, and then you've got the holiday coming up next week. So I feel like for the Bills, this is a big one. If you get this one, people sitting at the Thanksgiving table in a little bit of a better mood, not talking about a loss, feeling a little bit more optimistic and excited.
I remember after the Dolphins game saying, look, the next 10 days are going to tell us a lot about the trajectory and how we feel about the season.
Yep.
They could split it, and you're looking at 7-4, which is okay. You're all right. You're not feeling great. They could lose both, and oh, my God, the sky's falling. But if they happen to win two games before the Patriots team play their next game, you'll be a game behind. You'll be 8-3. You'll be feeling really good about yourself. And the Bills have an opportunity to do that against the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football. All right, we're going to get to all of that. We're going to talk about exactly what happened at practice today. Matt and I were both out there. Got an injury report to get to, not only for the Bills side, but very important injury report from the Houston Texans side as well. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody out here for having us out. We're going to bring Ryan Hasenauer here in just 1 second here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. But we are live on all of our platforms.
Yes.
At Sal Sports on YouTube is where you can always go and watch us. You can go rewind, watch the show wherever, whenever you want. And, of course, at Sal Sports on X and at Matt_Bovee on X as well. I want to thank Roger for coming in. We got Guarino coming in.
Where's Roger watching from? Is that say, I can't tell.
Wow.
Is that Britain
England.
Or Australia?
He's watching. It's England.
Yeah, that's
Roger
really cool.
Coming in from England in the chat box. How about that? Already?
Thank you, Roger.
We want to say hi to all of you. So anybody who's coming in tonight, come into the chat box. Comments, questions, anything you have, we'll be more than happy to address and talk about with you tonight here from Batavia Downs.
Let's start with this. The vibe of this podcast in this week is very different after a win compared to what we would have been talking about if they would have lost to the Bucs. Like,
oh my gosh.
You know, what happened 2 weeks ago against Miami? I know that was a long time ago, but if they would have fallen short in this Bucs game, you know, this would have felt like a make or break must win game for the Buffalo Bills. And I think you can still get to that point of like, hey, it's a must-win game because of who they're playing against, because they're going against a backup quarterback, and more on that later. But you feel so much better at 7-3 than you do at 6-4. It's just one of those things. It's like if you're a golfer, the difference between a 79 and an 80 feels just so different. 7-3 to 6-4 is just so notably drastically different that, you know, there's a very different vibe this week compared to last week.
Not only does it feel different record-wise, it might feel different how they played as well with the passing game. We got to talk about that. Address Keon Coleman situation. Buffalo Beatles in the chat box. So is C. Jackson. Thank you so much. C. Jackson from Downington, PA says, go Bills. All right. Love that for sure. I want to thank you You did the solo post-game pod after the game. I had some friends in town. I said, hey, I got a bunch of things going on.
Yes.
Can you get to that? So thank you very much.
And of course.
What was your immediate reaction real quick to that particular game and what you've had to say on the podcast?
The immediate reaction was that the offense finally looked like we knew it was capable of looking. And I appreciated the shots that they started to take down the field and just letting Josh Allen do his thing. Let Josh Allen be Josh Allen. I think that that feels like it's way too obvious to be something that we even have to talk about, but it was so apparent, the difference between what the offense was this week and what the offense was just 2 weeks ago when they played against the Miami Dolphins. Pitzer commented, what's up, gentlemen? Matt, are you feeling better?
What was going on?
I was hack. I just been battling.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize.
Yeah, I had you do the post-game.
It's also that time of year where everybody is sick in some capacity.
I can hear my voice.
You can hear both of us. Yes. I mean, everybody is sick in some capacity. So my general thought after it was the offense looks so much better, and that is awesome, and that is really, really good news. The defense still concerns me. But I've never thought the defense was going to be the ticket to the championship for them. I thought it was always going to be about the offense. And if Josh Allen can carry you there, and on Sunday he showed that he still can do that.
All right. I have David saying I can't hear you. David, check your computer settings because we are live and everybody else seems to be able to hear us. So thank you very much for letting us know that. If anybody has any technical issues, let us know. You want us to turn that up a little bit here? We can do that. Can the people out there? Wait, I want to do that a little bit. I can go down there and make sure.
Can you hear us better now?
Not yet. Okay. A little bit more.
A little bit more, better.
I'll go down and do that in 1 second. Okay. I'll turn them up over there. Let's bring Ryan Hasenauer in right now. You do that while I go adjust the settings over there. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you guys so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
How are you? Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, man.
This is great. Thank you for having us out here. I know
we're
a part of the Odyssey family, of course, and you've done a lot of stuff on WGR Sports Radio 550. And
absolutely.
You know, it's cool to be out here in a different type of environment.
Right. Now, Matt, you might not know this, but Sal has actually been here many, many times.
Okay.
And I actually was looking back through Sal's history on Twitter. Just by typing in Sal Sports Batavia Downs. Sal was here in 2013 filming the Out of Bounds show. Do you remember that, Sal? The Out of Bounds show was here. The following year in 2014, Sal hosted on this very stage a Thurman Thomas celebrity fundraiser where we had all kinds of autographed memorabilia. Thurman Thomas was doing like a fundraiser for a charity, and Sal was actually the MC for it.
Okay.
Did a great job, a lot of fun. And of course, Sal has been here many times as we have our various sports card shows, but also too for our Breeders' Cup contests and things like that. So a lot of times we're broadcasting live here when it comes to the the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont.
Yeah.
Brian Kozio is here for a lot of those things.
Sure.
But also Sal's been here for the Breeders' Cup and some of those other. So thanks again for being here. We go way back.
I remember the Thurman Thomas thing. Okay, we did this big and actually Rene Robert was a bartender.
Yes, he was.
Rene Robert,
yeah.
The French Connection, was a bartender that night. We had a big like party bus that came up here.
Yes.
And we all, me and Thurman, his family and friends, we all came up here. And then we got here, and I got behind the – I played the drums with the band that was up here.
You love doing the drums.
I love doing
that. He loves hopping out of the drums.
I love that. I love that. It was great. And then Ryan's always been a big supporter of everything we do on Odyssey and WGR, and, of course, a friend of mine, a supporter as well. So thank you for having us out here.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
Why are we out here today, man? Well, you said, hey, let's go do a podcast. I got to tell you guys about what's going on at Batavia Downs.
There's so many things happening at Batavia Downs. So, you know, those of you that obviously are sports fans know we are in the Club Bud Light here at 34 Rush. We are a game day destination. Right now we're on the stage, but when you guys are not on the stage, the biggest screen in Genesee County comes down.
Oh, very cool.
And so you can see what's going on here. Of course, we'll have Thursday's game broadcast live on Jail 7 there. And we'll have that here inside of 34 Rush. We've got the Buffalo Chicken Pizza special. Of course, it's Club Bud Light, so there's Bud Light specials as well for you to get. And we also have something brand new that just got installed last week. We have the new NFL games, video lottery terminals, VLT games on the gaming floor. So when you put your money in, you get to pick which team you want. Now, most people, when I walk by,
they pick Buffalo Bills,
but you can select whatever team you want, and then you can go ahead and play as that team. The characters on the screen all relate to the Bills. You know, there's popcorn and hot dogs and helmets and those things, and you get into the bonus, and you're trying to kick field goals to win money. So we just got them installed last week, and actually somebody hit for $16,000
on it
the other day. So we put that on our Facebook and Twitter feed. You can always check out all the jackpots that get here at Batavia Downs on our socials there. So that's a lot of fun. So those are like the sports-related things, but some of the other fun events that we have. have that your listeners and watchers might want to know about. This coming Saturday night, we have the Songbirds. They're a huge Fleetwood Mac tribute that's here.
Nice.
And next weekend, the Nerds Gone Wild. I'm sure you guys know the Nerds.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Nerds Gone Wild.
For sure.
Shout out Eddie Tabone getting in the Niagara Falls Hall of Fame there for music.
Love it.
So Eddie and the gang will be here for the Nerds Gone Wild Turkey Bash. We do it every single year on Thanksgiving weekend. Sometimes we do it on Saturday. Sometimes we do it on Friday. We're going to be doing it on Friday this year. So Black Friday night, come on out and you can see the Nerds for free. But if you want to have a lot of fun, what you can do is buy a ticket for the Batavia Downs Bar Crawl. Now, usually you guys have been on a bar crawl.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, yes.
You know, upstanding young men, you've been on a bar crawl.
I don't want to admit it, but I have been. Yes. Yes.
So if you've been on Chippewa, perhaps for a bar crawl or something along those lines, you know, you go from bar to bar to bar and you're outside, inside, outside.
Yeah.
Well, here at Batavia Downs, I've got four bars in the building. So we have a bar crawl where you never leave the building. What you do is you start upstairs in our historic clubhouse where we've done a ton of stuff up there, and you hang out and do your thing. And we've got great views of the track, the whole thing. And we're not racing that night, but the Buffalo Sabres play at 4 o'clock on Black Friday.
Oh, beautiful.
So you can watch the game, watch the second period with us. And then when you're done with that, you go downstairs to the Gatsby Bar, which is our speakeasy, right? Our speakeasy bar. And each place you'll have a ticket to get a free drink.
Cool.
After that, you'll come right here to Club Bud Light inside 34 Rush. And then you'll finish it off by getting a free drink inside the Park Place Room, which is where the Nerds Gone Wild concert will be. For just $25, you can get yourself four free drinks and some free play and just spend a couple hours just perusing all the different bars here at Batavia Downs, enjoying the Sabres game, and then finish off the night with the world-famous Nerds Gone Wild here at Batavia Downs.
All right, so we're here in the 34 Rush Bar, obviously. There's a packed house here.
Yeah,
it's great.
And we got David. Where's David out here? David, David, you're at the bar. You're the guy. Can you hear us better now? Hear us better? He's the one that said, I can't hear you because he was talking.
Oh,
it wasn't an online thing. It was an in-person.
You know what? That's right.
The internet's a hell of a thing. And you could be commenting right over there.
David, wait, come on. I'm going to give you some. Hold on.
Come
on,
Dave, come on up
Dave,
for a prize.
Dave, you got a free water bottle here.
Give Dave a round of applause.
Dave, you get a free water bottle.
Shout out to Dave for fixing the audio for
everybody.
There you go,
Dave. Come on up, buddy. There you go.
So what is this like on a game day? What is the crowd like? How many people do you get here? Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it.
So people are certainly packed. And, of course, you know, away game versus home game, always a little bit different, right?
Yeah,
a lot of people are at the game. But again, you know, we've got all those specials running. People are inside. We have the ticket, so we have every game. So if you've got a small parlay or something, or you have just a fantasy team, you can watch all the games.
I love that.
All around.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the screens here. Yeah. There would be so many different things you'd be able to keep tap. That's really, really cool.
And inside of our football-shaped bar, we have TVs on the inside. So if you're on the inside, you can see all the screens as well, which is nice. So we kind of divvy them up so there's like always one around. Now, we don't get a lot of fans of the other teams here, but if there are Giants fans or other fans, we try to put them in spots where there can be people like, I want to sit at this table so I can watch the Lions or the Steelers or whatever it is. So that's really a good time. But one of the most packed it ever is when we have our Thurman Thomas tailgate parties.
Ooh.
The next one is scheduled for Thanksgiving weekend as the Bills play the Steelers.
All right.
So on that day, 4:25 start, you can come on out and see Thurman Thomas. He will be here. What happens is Thurman kind of hangs out by that one pole where that table is.
Yep.
We watch the games. Everyone watches it. Thurman will kind of yell stuff every once in a while. He'll get involved with the game. He'll kind of talk to people, whatever. But at halftime, we're going to do two things. You can line up and get a picture with Thurman Thomas.
Cool.
And we've done this for a long time, lots of different games. He was here that Chiefs game where the lightning strike happened and the second half was delayed for like 2 hours.
I remember that.
We remember that for sure.
So that game, specifically, Thurman was here for that game. Thurman's been here for some other games. And so it's just a lot of fun because he kind of adds to the excitement. So you get your picture with Thurman at halftime, but also at halftime, we'll be drawing a winner for a pair of tickets for the Jets game, which, depending on
maybe,
how the rest of the season goes,
maybe,
might be the last game in the stadium. So we will have a pair of tickets for somebody to win that as well. So, again, we have a – you know, tickets at the stadium. So we actually do drawings for tickets here on Friday nights.
Yep.
So you can win those. Shout out to everybody that joined me in our suite for the Buccaneers game. I was at the game in our suite, entertaining people in there. So people had a really good time. Thurman stopped by, of course, our suite as well. And during the third quarter and had a great time. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we have a lot of things that kind of go on here at Batavia Downs. We give away those items. We have items for sale in our store that are Buffalo football related. So all those great things, you know,
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
If you're somebody coming out here, what do you get on the menu? What is your go-to on this menu?
I actually have a secret
for
menu.
People. Let me,
he has a secret
on the
menu
on the camera. For people who look at this menu, beautiful menu with a lot of different items. And I know a lot of people are listening. They can't see it, but check it out. Everything from handhelds, obviously, salads.
Yeah, right.
Great, great wings. I mean, amazing.
Oh, right. I love the wings here. So I'm a big fan of the flatbread pizzas we have here.
Okay.
So, you know, getting like a chicken flatbread pizza is always good. I love the chicken quesadillas. We just added that back. Can't go wrong with nachos, but I'm a big fan of our wings. I will tell you that I think our wings are pretty good. I know that, you know, I don't know how they stack up against Elmo's or or Barbell or something like that. But I enjoy because I have to pretty much eat here every day, right?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Now, thankfully, I've got a couple of choices so I can kind of mix it up. Big shout out to the American plate. We can't call it a garbage plate or Nick Tahoe's will get mad. But we have an American plate down there at the Home Stretch Grill.
You really can't call it a garbage plate?
You cannot
can you
do
call
that.
It a trash plate?
Yes, you can call it a trash plate.
Wow, I did not know
can't
that.
Can't call it the you can't use the word garbage or they will send you a cease and desist.
Wow, okay. I love it. I mean, well, I didn't know that. You learn something new every day, guys.
Well, Matt and I will definitely check out the menu as we go forward here. We talk about the Buffalo Bills and
can we ask you quickly
how
you feeling about the Buffalo Bills season?
Oh, I'm cautiously optimistic always. So it's always one of those things where I was watching the game at home in my man cave. I have a pretty sweet setup if I do say so. I've got a lot of TVs. I bought the ticket for the house. I'd like to invite people over to watch that whole thing. And you know, watching that game and saying to myself, okay, we're up, we're down. You know, I was in the suite actually this past weekend, but watching that game and never really feeling like we were out of it, because obviously it was always one score there. But I was like, if we could just get a stop here.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's a 44 running for a long touchdown.
Yeah.
If we could just get a stop here. Baker Mayfield on 3rd and 6 rushes for 8 or whatever it was. You know, we're just one stop away from kind of blowing it open. And it didn't happen until the 4th quarter.
Sure.
But then it was like, oh, yeah, of course we win. Of course we do. You know, no big deal. So it's just we just got to get a couple of stops. These injuries are just killing me. As a fan who definitely does not know a lot and is very emotional sometimes watching, I think over the years I've gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I can't get too high and I can't get too low.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those things where I got to temper my expectations.
Yeah.
You know, my son who's 11, oh, man, the swings are unbelievable.
The ride in the way. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, oh, to be young, right? So, you know, I remember we went to the Chiefs game and came home from that game where we lost. And he's still awake. It's like 11 at night or whatever it was. And he's just crying. And you're just like, why'd they have to lose? And I was like, I know, man. I know.
Yeah.
But dad will tell you that you can't get to it.
Guess what, buddy? You're doing this for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Welcome to Buffalo Sports Fandom. Ryan, indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Come back up if you want to talk about anything that you got going on.
I'm going to sit right here and listen to you guys. Off camera because I'm loving this. I do the same thing to Brian Koziel when he's on with WGR. I just hang out off stage, and if I have to interject, I'll pop it.
You got it. Thank you very much. Ryan has an hour.
Thanks, guys.
At Batavia Downs. Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Bye if you want to. And by the way, we are here tonight for this show, but of course you can always come by and enjoy everything that I have going on. And if you are listening, thank you very much.
Yeah, 1,500 people who are watching currently.
But if you're
right
watching,
now, so
we're,
appreciate
we're close to 1,500 people live viewers right now. So we appreciate everybody coming aboard here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. All right, let's get to the news of the day.
Sure.
And out at practice today, the only difference in the injury report was a good change. Fedarian Mathis goes from not practicing to limited, but it feels like Dalton Kincaid 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Fedarian Mathis missed last week, didn't practice yesterday. And now 2 days in a row with Curtis Samuel and Mecole Hardman not practicing.
Yep.
I would also add Khalil Shakir, but it feels like that might be that's a
his
personal.
Wife. His wife had a baby.
Is that out there?
That's out there.
Okay.
It's out
I didn't
there.
Want to say
yeah,
what anybody
yeah, yeah, yeah. His wife had a baby.
Congratulations, Khalil
yeah.
Shakir.
So congratulations
yes, right,
to the Shakir
right.
family.
Exactly
they welcomed
right.
a beautiful little girl into the world.
Well,
I believe either, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but it's out there.
Okay. I wanted to make sure before saying that. I knew that, but I wanted to make sure. All right. What do you think about the fact of losing possibly not only Dalton Kincaid, but also Curtis Samuel, maybe Mecole Hardman, and then what we saw last week with Tyrell Shavers and Gabe Davis and how this might shake out?
So I don't think there's any way that you take Gabe Davis out of the mix. I think Gabe Davis is going to be playing on Thursday. You use another practice squad elevation. You go and you do your thing. As for Tyrell Shavers, I feel like the exact same way. A little too loud?
No, I think they said they want to hear it over there, right? Okay.
All right.
Down. She said down. The behind you said a little down, you say up. I'm trying to middle it. I'm
My
sorry.
Gabe Davis takes are coming at you hot right now.
There you go.
So, yeah, so Gabe Davis, I think you absolutely need to play him again. There's no questions about that. He's going to get elevated. And then probably once they're done with the elevations, they're just going to put him on the 53-man roster because, of course, they are. He's got so much chemistry with Josh Allen. I think Tyrell Shavers still deserves a bigger role. The only thing that this changes for me, I think Brandon Codrington, who is on the practice squad, is going to get elevated to be the returner.
Yep.
So he's just going to go into the role that he once had. The only thing that changes remotely is I think that Keon Coleman plays. I don't know if I would have said that 2 days ago, but because of the injuries, I think that they are going to play Keon. I mean, here, comedian Mo Brown says play Keon. I think Keon is going to play. I don't know if I agree with it or think he should play, but I think Keon is going to at least be active. I don't think he's going to get a huge snap count, but I think he is going to be available and playing because of the Curtis Samuel. You could make the argument, well, then just play Elijah Moore instead of Curtis Samuel, and I would totally be on board with that. I just kind of am getting the vibe that Keon is going to play.
Yeah, I think that if he doesn't play, there's a lot more questions about, you know, the situation. The Bills don't want to have that looming over them and answer these questions. But I'm going to say it this way, and this is not necessarily a criticism of Keon, but it basically is. It's more of a praise for Tyrell and Gabe. Mm-hmm. Didn't Tyrell Shavers basically do everything that this team had been hoping that Keon Coleman would do for them on Sunday?
Yes.
And didn't Gabe Davis fit in just seamlessly and allow the offense to flow very well? And given that, I think you have to consider at least running it back with that only one-for-one switch maybe because Samuel and Moore had been switching off and on anyway, basically.
And Sean McDermott's comments, especially yesterday when he spoke with reporters, so he talked on Monday and on Tuesday. Did you talk to him? Do your rate? So
tomorrow. It will be tomorrow.
Okay. So he talks the last 2 days, and on Monday specifically, when talking about Tyrell Shavers, he was singing the praises of Shavers, but it also felt like he was also trying to send a message to Keon Coleman.
Yes.
It was, we trust Tyrell Shavers. He's always where he needs to be. The effort is always there. When a play breaks down, he knows how to respond. And these are all of the criticisms that we've talked about with a player like Keon Coleman. So it almost felt like he was doing two things at once. He was praising Tyrell while also sending a message to Keon. So that's why for me, yeah, I think Tyrell Shavers right now, I think there's a like 90% chance Shavers gets more snaps than Keon because, you know, I don't even know if Keon is going to play. I think it's trending in that direction, but I don't think he comes back and gets like some huge snap count.
So then we get to Gabe Davis. They have elevated him once. He gets two more elevations.
Yes.
I don't know if the injury to Hartman would cause him to go on IR. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, that's you could sign that's Gabe to 53.
Yeah, for sure.
But if not, and Hartman is just basically, okay, he's going to miss a game. You have to start thinking about how you want to treat Gabe Davis. You could elevate him once again, and I think they should because of the way the offense looked.
They will.
Would it be wrong of me to say, I believe Gabe Davis is the best scramble drill wide receiver Josh Allen's ever played with?
That's a good one because Diggs is awesome too.
But Diggs was more of a go somewhere and get open guy.
Yeah, but he also was able to go. It was just a different type of off script because when Gabe does it, it's usually to stretch the field and get downfield.
In this game, he got available on another play mid-range, 10 yards downfield. He knew how to sit down. It just felt like Josh knew I can trust Gabe to be there when I'm moving around. And even in the play where he threw it long to Tyrell, Gabe was open on that play too.
So the way I put it after the game, and this is just my opinion, but I think Josh trusts Gabe more than anybody else that's already on the team currently.
Yeah.
And that's crazy considering he was on the practice squad and just played in his first game. But I think that's a big reason why is that Gabe understands how to go off script with Josh Allen.
Yep.
And there are very few people who understand that. Like Khalil is pretty good at it, actually, even for being the slot shifty guy. He is sometimes able to kind of sneak his way downfield. You know what's a perfect example of this is the Curtis Samuel play where they almost connected on the deep shot.
Yes.
Where, you know what I mean? Like
if it was right in front of me. I'm standing right there. I see Josh tell him to turn. Curtis took three more steps before he turned.
I know.
And he turns when he sees him. Maybe he didn't see him. When Josh does that, it's an easy walk-in touchdown.
It's an easy walk-in touchdown. And it's one of those plays where if you've just, first off, Curtis Samuel was running out of space on the sideline and was covered. And if he went the other way, then all of a sudden he was wide open. And the minute Josh pointed, hey, you would think that he would immediately be able to. They just miss on it, even with that lack of chemistry. But that's a play that Gabe makes. Now, the difference is here, Curtis Samuel is faster than Gabe, so yep. Gabe wouldn't have had the separation that Curtis had, and that's why it's almost so frustrating, because Curtis Samuel at times can get completely wide open, but yes. there's just not that chemistry there. With Gabe, that chemistry is there. There are a couple times when they've missed on it. There was the game against the Eagles in overtime where he thought he was cutting to the right, he was cutting to the left, they disconnect,
yep.
Eagles go down. Yep. So a couple times, you know, it fails. But more often than not, they are able to connect.
All right. Somebody gave a great answer here, Cole Beasley, and I respect this from Scott, but I would tell you this. I think Cole was very good in the scramble drill. But Cole, the magic of Cole Beasley was getting available at the top of the route and just moving around and finding himself open, and then Josh would find him maybe more than he would find Josh, if that's a good way. But, hey, you're not wrong. He was great at the scramble drill as well. Hey, we got some people who come into the WGR bullpen today, too. AC Man, Curtis is here. We got, who else I thought was Jerry. Thank you very much. These are part of the bullpen. They watch us on the WGR
stream
as well.
We're almost at like 2,000 live viewers, which
yes,
is awesome.
Thank you.
And also the Beauvais is the goat comments. That's from my brother-in-law.
That's your brother-in-law?
I can see the name.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks a lot to the brother-in-law. Come in and call Beauvais.
Shout out Greg.
We do think Matt Beauvais is the goat here, by the way.
Shout
for
out
sure.
Greg.
All right. So one thing that not only the Miami Dolphins did and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did was shut down the Buffalo Bills run game. Mm-hmm. In this game, as opposed to the Dolphins, the Bills found an answer in the passing game. That won't be as easy against the Houston Texans. They are very, very good at all levels of their defense. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about them in a second. But how concerned are you that 2 weeks in a row, a team said, we are shutting down the run game, and they were able to do that?
Concerned is not the word I would use. I almost think it's the ceiling of the offense is so much higher when they let Josh Allen be Josh Allen,
yep.
that I almost think that you want teams to try and focus in on the run, because I think that that gives you a higher ceiling and allows more explosive plays. And then if they are like, okay, we're going to focus on stopping Josh Allen, that should open. It's just a give and a take. And I know that you need to be able to run the ball. The thing I would say I give the Bills credit for was that even in the first half when they didn't run the ball well, in the second half, they were able to run the ball pretty effectively, especially in the fourth quarter when they needed to, and they were, you know, breaking off some chunk plays early on in those downs, putting them in a second and a three, second and third, second and fourth, pretty consistent. I'm not worried about that. If they focus in on James Cook, there should be matchups that can be won in the passing game, and even with a great, great, great Texans defense, I feel like there are wins to be had there.
This cannot be a repeat of last year.
Oh,
this
that was
the
a
Buffalo's
disaster.
Worst performance of the season on offense. It was Josh Allen's worst performance. That can't happen this year. The Texans, though, let me just give everybody, and you need to lower, if you're going to think that they're going to go score 44 points again,
that ain't happening.
You need to lower your expectations. No one does that against this Texans team. They are leading the NFL with less than 17 points a game allowed. They're leading the NFL in yards allowed per game, leading the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game, third in the NFL in passing yards allowed per game. This is a legit Texans defense. They will be, however, without Jalen Petrie, who's kind of like the little bit of a Mr. Everything for them. He does a lot of stuff like Taron Johnson does for them in the run game and in the pass game. So that's a notable loss for them. And of course, a big notable loss for the Houston Texans, no C.J. Stroud, their starting quarterback. Davis Mills is going to start for the Texans against the Buffalo Bills. He has thrown the ball over the last 2 weeks close to 90 times.
Yeah.
They trust him. But the other part is they're not a great run team.
No.
If the Bills get run on by this team, it's a big concern.
Yeah, it is. And I do feel like that should set the Bills defense up for success, because I think that even though the Texans have a couple viable options, I feel like this is a game where you like your chances of stopping the run, even if you don't completely focus on it. And I think that it's a good sign that we saw Christian Benford last week really kind of focus in on Amika Egbuka.
Yep.
Now you've got Nico Collins, and I know that I don't think that they're going to have him follow him the entire game or anything like that, but it feels like they're more comfortable starting to let him shade to a player as opposed to a side of the field. And maybe this is an opportunity for them to continue to trend in that right direction. And I don't know, maybe this has something to do with Hairston finally getting that tick up above Trey White. Like, I think Harrison was at 51%. Trey White was at 49%. So we'll see how that shakes out. I'm sure that'll still be a rotation here. This is a game that with a great Texans defense, what's the number you got? This is the game we always play. What's the number? I asked a couple of our colleagues today and they said 21 points.
Oh, I was thinking 20.
I said 24. I said, if the Bills score 24 points in this game, I will be really, really confident that they were able to get a win. Obviously, you want to score more than that, but that would be the number, like the absolute baseline. The thing that's interesting, though, is, you know how bad they stunk against the Texans last year?
Yes.
They still scored 20 points in that game. So that's why 20, I don't know if that, I don't know if that's enough.
I think 20 for this reason. I don't know. I mean, that would be confident in the Texans scoring what points. Let me go bring up their schedule here. Here's what they have scored. They did score 36. That was that big comeback they had a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah. But generally, look, they did score 44 one week against the Ravens when they were banged up. 9, 19, 10, 19, 15, 16. If this team gets off on the Bills' defense, of course, that would not be a very good sign. Mm-hmm. But this is not an offense that you should be allowing big numbers to.
No, I agree with that. But you look at some of the games that their defense has played, right? Like they held the Rams to 14. They held the Bucs to 20. A Bucs team that was more loaded with their weapons at that point compared to what we saw just last week. They held the Jags to 17. So, like, they are holding good, competent offenses to a pretty reasonable clip. I just think that with the Bills, with the ability to run the ball and pass, and it seems like that's trending in the right direction, there should be opportunities to score points.
By the way, look at their next three games.
Yeah.
The Texans have the Bills, then they have to go to the Colts, and then they go to the Chiefs on a night game, December 7th, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
They're in a situation where they're trying to catch the Colts. Take a look at that AFC South.
Yeah, they're not catching the Colts.
No, but the Colts coming up, how about their schedule coming up? Chiefs, Texans, Jags, Seahawks, 49ers. Like, I don't know. I think the Colts could have a bit of a, you know, challenge here to win some games.
The one seed is going to be whoever wins the AFC East.
It's probably a right call.
I think the one seed is whoever wins the AFC East, because these other divisions, like, they still have the Colts have a gauntlet. And then even the Broncos, right? Like, I know the Broncos just beat the Chiefs, but they got to play them again, and they've got a couple. Go to the Broncos real quick. I want to see what the Broncos' remaining schedule is.
They have a bye this week.
Yeah, Commanders is not, I mean, by then.
Then Commanders, then Raiders, then Packers. They can win all these games.
But their last stretch here, their final four, Packers, Jags, Chiefs, Chargers, that's a really tough close for the Broncos. Like, I think the Broncos are good, but I still think whoever wins the AFC East is going to be the one seed in the AFC.
Okay, right now, I know the season does not end, folks. If the season were to end, the Bills would be the 5 seed going to Pittsburgh. I think we'd take that, right?
You'd sign up for that right now.
But here's the point I want to make.
But if it's Baltimore, you don't want anything to do with that.
It's going to be Baltimore in the 4 spot. You don't want the 5.
The 6 seed is so much better than the 5 seed.
I know.
Just honestly, because I don't really think there's a world where the AFC North is getting to the 3 seed. So right now, legitimately, I feel like whoever wins the AFC North is finishing 4th. It's just that's where they're going to finish. And I think it's going to be Baltimore, just like you do, which is why the 5 seed is kind of a death wish. So I think if you're the Bills, you want to be the winning team in the AFC East, or you want to be the 6 seed. I wouldn't feel super confident about going to the Colts if I'm the Bills, just because of the run game that they have. But I'd feel a heck of a lot better than going against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Yeah, so then you would have the Steelers, obviously a team that I think you'd feel more confident in. How about them? Latest on Aaron Rodgers, he does have a fracture in his left wrist, but he might play this week, which would lend you to believe he would play against the Bills a week from Sunday, weekend after of Thanksgiving in Pittsburgh. But man, I tell you, remember last year when Josh hurt his left hand? What did we see for the next several weeks? Even the handoffs he didn't do with his hand. He used his right hand when he turned to his right, which is odd for a quarterback. That's a big deal for Aaron Rodgers.
And we're talking about a 28-year-old Josh Allen who hurt his wrist and not a whatever Aaron Rodgers. 40-year-old,
whatever
he is. 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, I feel like him playing limited is a lot different too and could show itself more. You know, obviously you're focusing on one thing at a time. If you're the Bills, you win this Houston game, you really don't care what the score is. You get to that next point, and then it's really just about kind of chasing down the Patriots and seeing if they slip up. Like, and I think there's still a chance that they do. I don't see them finishing.
But they get the Bengals this week with no Jamar, no Joe Burrow, and no Trey Hendrickson.
I understand that, but
I know.
I don't think
just bothers me.
I just don't think the Patriots are finishing 15-2. Even with a super easy schedule. Okay, and let's say the Bills beat them. 14, that's such a good record. It feels like they have to slip up at least one more time.
All right, let's do a trivia question. I want to give something away here. I got T-shirts over here. We got bags. We got a WGR bag. We got water bottles. Do a trivia question. Pretty easy. First person to shout it out. All right, pretty easy, I think, if you've been paying attention to the Bills. Last time the Bills played and won, I should say, won in Houston was 2006.
Uh-huh.
All right? J.P. Lossman.
Yep.
Throwing the football.
Yep.
All right? Two big-time touchdowns in the same quarter.
Yep.
Who caught them? Who caught them? Two big long touchdowns in the first quarter from J.P. Lossman in Houston. Who caught those touchdown passes? You can't win online because you're not here. What? I can't hear. Hold on. Yeah, you know who it was?
I do know who.
Yeah, it was. You listen for the answer. Who caught those two long touchdowns? No, not Molds. What?
Evans.
Who you said that? Who said Lee Evans?
I think he got it first.
Oh, over here. You already got some. Let me get this guy. I'll give you something else. That's all right. I got you. Come on up. Over here. Right here. I can't see you because the lighting's in my eye. Thank you. What's your name? Fred? Hi, Fred. Come on up. There you go. Lee Evans. Curtis got it wrong.
Yeah, it was Lee Evans. Fred, you can take.
You got either a t-shirt, right? You got Roswell Park shirts. You got WGR. You got bags right here. We got water bottles over here if you want. Fred? All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Shout out, Fred.
Oh, you that's got this. You got it, Fred. Thank you. If it doesn't fit, you can give it to somebody who does. But there you go. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Lee Evans.
Yeah. Weren't they both 83 yards?
I think 80 and 83, something like
that. I think
crazy.
They were both like 83 yards. Yeah.
No doubt.
I asked Deion Dawkins about this a little bit ago, earlier today at practice. They've played like crap in this building for a while.
Yes.
Like the game last year, they stunk in that game. In 2019 was that crazy playoff game when they just were throwing up on themselves in the second half.
Yep.
In 2018, that was when Josh got hurt. That was a crazy game.
Yep.
You remember in 2018, that was the report that Kelvin Benjamin didn't want to throw with Josh Allen before the game.
Oh, yes. Of course I remember that.
That was that day. So, like, this has been a weird little house of horrors in Houston. So just get through it. Go just win the game. Like, I do not care what the score is. Just win the game.
What stands out to you about the playoff game in Houston?
Josh Allen's lateral. Josh Allen's lateral at the end of the, you know, I think about the deep shots of Patrick DeMarco, their fullback. I think about the phantom penalty on Cody Ford in overtime. I think about the crazy Deshaun Watson play.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the whole game was stupid. Yeah,
I'm gonna go to this box score here. Okay?
22-19. How about
22-19?
How about this one? This is the game where they at the start of the second half, the Bills kicked it to
the
Texans.
That's what I remember.
And they caught it and then just dropped it on the ground. The Bills recovered. They called a touchdown. Then they were like, no, they gave themselves up. And then it almost felt like a ball don't lie moment where Trey White punched it out of DeAndre Hopkins' hand. The Bills kick a field goal. Then they didn't score again until, because at that point, I think the Bills were up 16-0. They didn't score again until the final field goal that forced overtime. Then they get a stop in overtime. And then at that point, I thought the Bills were going to win. They move down. I can remember all this off the top of my head. Then Josh throws a third down pass to Dawson Knox, like 8 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage or the line to gain. And they just whiffed on the tackles. They get an easy first down. And then they're ultimately in field goal range, but that Cody Ford penalty takes them out of it.
That kickoff, it was like the smoking man from the X-Files behind the scenes basically saying, you know, don't give it to him or something like that. It was crazy. They didn't wind up giving the Bills the fumble on that. Yeah, that's right. And that was Josh. That was the Sugar High Josh, right? Just like he's trying to do something a little bit
Josh
too much.
Josh Allen caught a touchdown in the opening.
He did catch a touchdown.
From John Brown, a touchdown pass to start the game.
16 yards. Got it right here for sure. And then, of course, you said it. Deshaun Watson runs that big run. Two Bills defenders run into each other. And he gets loose. In that,
Saran Neal sounds like one of the guys who was part of it. Do you know who we threw it to without looking at it?
Yeah, it was the guy who's played for the Bills, Tywan Jones.
Tywan Jones, yeah.
Tywan Jones
was the one who got the big play there.
No doubt. All right, listen, we are here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, and we want to remind you that Thurman Thomas's tailgate party is coming up on November 30th, the day the Bills play at the Steelers, 4:25 p.m., drawing for a pair of Bills versus New York tickets at halftime. All right, last game of the year against the Jets. Pictures with Thurman at halftime and other Buffalo themed items. Going to be very, very cool to be here.
I'm kind of into this, like the Songbirds tribute to Fleetwood Mac. I actually, a couple weeks ago, went golfing with your buddy Nate Geary from GR.
Yes.
And we were in the cart together, and I asked him, what do you want to listen to music wise? And he was like, let's listen to Fleetwood Mac Radio. So I've been balancing for the last month Fleetwood Mac Radio and Christmas music.
All right, let's bring Ryan Hasenauer back in here, all right, from Batavia Downs. Little tribute bands, right? How often do you guys have tribute bands here? Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me turn you up. Go ahead.
All right, so we have tribute bands probably, I would say, once a month, maybe once every 2 months. You know, the Park Place Event Center is a spot where we'll have those tribute shows. Just had a Garth Brooks and Shania Twain dual tribute, which was pretty cool. In there today was the Motown Christmas. We actually had a giant bus group today, guys. 12 buses, over 450 people were here during the day, and they were just leaving. The sound was rolling in here. We were carrying the equipment here past these giant buses as they headed back to Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. But, you know, we'll have some tribute shows outside. This past summer, we had Almost Queen, which is absolutely fantastic. a great, great tribute. Also had The Machine, which is a Pink Floyd tribute. So we've got some that are in the hopper, so to speak, for next year for our outdoor summer concert series. But, you know, we'll have a guy named Jason out of Rochester. He does an unbelievable Elton John. He's actually on a lot of cruise ships doing Elton John. He's got the teeth, whole thing. He looks just like it's crazy. So, yeah, that definitely brings people in. They like it because you can sing along to the songs that you know, right? I mean, that's the whole point, is having fun with that stuff. We like people playing their other stuff, but at the same time, you like to sing songs you know.
By the way, speaking of cruises, Thurman going on the cruise that I'll be on and doing the we're doing a 60th birthday on the
60th
cruise.
Birthday, that's right.
Yeah, it's coming up in May. I mean, you should go, pal. You should be there.
Oh man, I would love to, but it's right during the it's right during the Preakness and the Derby.
Right. Yeah.
And actually I scored tickets to the Sphere to take my wife to see No Doubt. So we're going to Vegas.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, I can't wait for that. Her birthday is like 2 days after Thurman's. So
By the way, BuffaloFootballLegendsCruise.com. If you want to go on that cruise, there's still more incredible stuff that's happening on the cruise. That's in May, but that's going to be a good time with Thurman. And Thurman's been such a big part of what you guys are doing here, right?
Absolutely. So I was looking back. You know, Thurman, I think, has been here since we moved upstairs. Or should we move downstairs from upstairs? People that visited Batavia Downs, because we just celebrated our 20th anniversary this year. When we opened in 2005, it was 586 machines upstairs with one restaurant. And the clubhouse was only open kind of some of the time, basically when live racing was going on. The clubhouse has been revamped so that we actually have it open for events now. You could rent the room, and it's such a picturesque thing to look out on the track as the horses, you know, practice in the morning. You got the fountain out there, the whole thing. So, you know, this place has become an entertainment destination. And in 2013, right about then, is when Thurman kind of hooked up with us. And so when we moved downstairs from upstairs, we immediately named the bar, you know, 34 Rush. It worked out perfect. We had a naming contest to name it. So that I forget who was the person that named it. It was a Batavia resident that actually came up with the name, which is great. But we knew early on we were going to do this with the bar being shaped like this. The floor in here is like, you know, a football field. You're inside the 20. The floor is red. It's the red zone, obviously. But what's really interesting is when we first opened, the wall that now houses the end zone, which is another party room where our soup and salad bar, available till 9 o'clock, by the way, is located. We had it where that was actually still the track apron. And that whole wall, that corner there, was just Thurman's memorabilia. I don't know if you remember that sale when you were here.
Yeah. I do.
So
amazing.
That was just the memorabilia corner. But then as we became so popular, we had to make room for more tables and chairs so we could serve people more food because everyone loved this place. So now Thurman's stuff is still in those other memorabilia cases on the other side. We've had to expand because it's so popular. It's great.
I love it. I love it. Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. They told you about the bar crawl a little while ago as well. Go ahead.
9 p.m. salad bar. Love that. Somebody said 9 p.m. salad bar. Hell yeah. I'm all in on a soup and salad bar.
Absolutely.
That gets the people going.
Sundays, too. You can get it on a Sunday. Come here for the game and then watch it.
Batavia Downs 34 Rush, the place to watch the games, $15 Buffalo chicken pizza and Bud Light drink specials as well. I mean,
yes, absolutely.
You guys got it going on. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, we take care of people here. You know, the thing that I like to say about Batavia Downs is that we're kind of like Cheers, right? Now, some of you young people...
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, everybody knows your name. You got it. But some of you young people won't get that reference. But those of us that, you know, enjoy good quality television will remember Cheers and remember that, we're kind of the place where everybody knows your name. You know, we have our locals. We have the people who live nearby. But even the people that visit us on the regular from Buffalo, from Rochester, that make that trip on the weekends or maybe during the week one time, we just feel like we have that personal connection and provide that customer service that's just, you know, it's been a staple here for us.
I love it. I love it. By the way, we are here at Batavia Downs. If you are interested in having us do this show at your place of business, make sure you get in touch with us either at SalesSports, at Matt_Bove. We're doing a lot of stuff out here at Batavia Downs that Ryan Hasenauer and the entire crew they have out here. And when does the racing season begin again here?
So we're in the middle of it right now. We race Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
You're racing in November outside?
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't even realize that. I thought that there was like a golf thing where you like stop it.
No.
Okay.
So we race from the last week in July all the way through mid-December. This is this is an amazing place to have your holiday party.
Okay.
Because if you can imagine, you're like, oh, we're all going to go to the restaurant or we're all going to go to the local hall. And you're like, great, we're sitting here and looking at all my coworkers, but we're all wearing different clothes and eating.
You're right about that. That's right.
Or you can go to one of like six different places in this building to have your holiday party, including the clubhouse, where you can watch races, wager on the races.
Yeah.
Great time. Get free play to come down here. And then, of course, have a nightcap in here. Fridays and Saturdays, we're going to have live music, or we got a DJ. Jigster's here all the time. Everyone knows Jigster.
Knows Jigster.
He's spinning the ones and twos on here on certain Friday nights. So you come on here, but we can, you know, you can have it on a Wednesday night. We won't have live music down here, but you can watch the race on a Wednesday night, and that's a great night to have a company holiday party as well. So contact our events team, Stacy and Lourdes. They do a great job, and we're full up, like, you know, all the time with events. I mean, a lot of the local places. I won't name names. We're not going to do that. But there's a lot of local places that will have their holiday parties here, and we're happy to have them because it's just a great local place to just enjoy. You know, instead of just being in a boring old spot, you've got all kinds of action here. That's great.
All right, thank you, Ryan Hasenauer. Once again, come on out here, Batavia Downs, 34 Rush. That's where Matt and I are. We're getting you ready for Thursday night in Houston. Mm-hmm. I've been told to expect the roof to be closed.
Okay, good.
All right, it has been open very rarely.
Yes,
but sometimes during night games. But I've been told to expect the roof to be closed. Uh-huh. Josh Allen had a good record in domes, but didn't go so well against Atlanta, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They did open that dome, though, so maybe I don't know if that counts, I guess.
So
right?
Maybe that changes things a little bit.
Maybe that changes things a little bit. But after that, Matt, I mean, I know I'm on the field on the sidelines, but both of us have to deal with it. It's all colder weather games and colder weather cities.
Yeah.
This is it. We're going to Houston, and then you come back, and
this is the final
reprieve. It's Orchard Park, or it's
Pittsburgh, Orchard Park or Pittsburgh or Cleveland or New England,
that's exactly right.
So, you know, and maybe who knows how this playoff thing is going to shake out and what's going to ultimately happen. That's the thing that is so intriguing, though, is the range of outcomes for the Bills is, I think, just so all over the place here.
Yeah.
And mathematically, if you look at all of these different projections, they have a 93% chance at making the playoffs. I think right now it's 7-3. You win three more games because of the tiebreakers you have against teams like the Chiefs and like the Ravens. You're probably getting in. So I think there's a really good chance we're watching them in the postseason. But are we watching them in Orchard Park? Oh, yeah.
Here. I got to show you real quick. Let me show these. There you go. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. There you go, folks. Look at that. That's what you get here.
Hand modeling also included.
Oh, my God,
included.
They smell so good.
Hand modeling included. So I like the range of outcomes and how many different things. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, for the last several years, I know fans would much appreciate just winning the division and then being done on December 1st like it was last year. And I get that that's way easier. But I like how much up in the air there is right now. There's so many different things that can happen this year, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's take a look at this week's schedule because I'm interested in what you think about some of the games that are being played and how they might shake out as far as the Bills are concerned, even the way that you know, people might be rooting. I mean, the Jets are going to the Ravens. I can't expect the Jets to pull the upset there. However, I will say I think the Jets will be better with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. Not good enough to beat the Ravens.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think they'll be better with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. Okay, Steelers at Bears. Should Bills fans be starting to root for the Steelers?
Yes.
Because you want to keep you want to keep the Ravens down.
Yes, it's not even a question. Yes, you should. Except,
the Bills have a say in it. They're going to beat the Steelers, and that's going to hurt them.
Maybe they don't beat the Steelers. And like we said, if you lose to the Steelers, then maybe the 6 seed is the better outcome than the 5 seed.
All right.
I think you can get yourself to that headspace pretty quickly. I'm not saying that you want to, but I'm just saying I think you were rooting for the Steelers and rooting against the Ravens.
All I'm saying, though, is I don't disagree with you. By beating the Steelers in a couple weeks, if the Bills do, they'd actually be hurting their chances to play them instead of the Ravens.
Yes, but you would still be alive in the AFC East, which is the most important
thing.
It's crazy that it's going to come down to one of these final couple games here.
Okay, Patriots at Bengals. I mean, without Ja'Marr Chase, he's suspended for a game. Without Trey Hendrickson, without Joe Burrow, it just does not feel like the Patriots will be able to beat the Bengals. But I will tell you, even with all of that, the Bengals can still score. We know that. They can score points.
Yeah.
I just think the Patriots will be able to score on the Bengals with Drake May, who's playing like at an MVP level, and the way that they're throwing the ball right now, the Bengals can't stop anybody.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think that the Bengals have no shot. I don't think that they will win that game, but I think that they have a chance to win that game.
I haven't talked to you. We haven't spoken about our friend, I guess I'll call him Brian Daboll from Buffalo, right? I mean, he's a guy that we've gotten to know a lot and like him as a coach. We root for him, I think, as a human being.
Yes.
And the situation that, hey, he got fired. What did you think of him? You know, they're firing deserved, not deserved. And
I think you should have been on the Bills staff by the end of the week. But I almost wonder if Brian is holding out for a better gig. And I wonder if that's in the NFL or if that's in college.
I will tell you from that standpoint, I never thought, even though the minute he was fired, people started bringing it up. I never thought it was going to happen. Number one,
I didn't either. I think, but we, I know
that there's, I think that
it,
we know that there's friction there between him and Sean McDermott at some level.
I think that that's overblown a little bit.
I agree, but I think there's some of that, right? Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And they might really realize that they're better with each other than without each other anyway.
Yes.
But let's remember, Brian Daboll is still getting paid by the New York Giants.
Yes.
To sit home and basically watch football.
What a life.
And to plot his next move.
Yes.
Right? I just never felt that he would be wanting to come in to do that while that's happening. Or that the Bills would want to put Joe Brady in that position, to be honest with you.
I don't disagree with anything that you're saying, because everything that you have said here is rational, but that doesn't mean that I agree with it, because I think that Brian Daboll had always had a way of figuring out the solution for Josh Allen's problems and giving him an easy button and all of these things. And I think that so much of your success is reliant on getting the best version of Josh Allen. And I think Brian Daboll is one of the people on this planet that Josh Allen probably trusts more than anybody else. So if there was any sort of role for him, I think that you should have made it work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But I also think Brian Daboll has earned the right to be selective, and maybe he doesn't want to settle for passing game coordinator in Buffalo.
What's his next job? A coordinator somewhere?
No, I think a head coach.
You think he gets hired as a head coach by another team next year?
No, I think he gets hired as a head coach in college football.
Okay. College football head coach, Brian Daboll.
Yes.
That's an interesting one. I mean, he did coach and he did win a national championship as the offensive coordinator at Alabama with Jalen Hurts and Tua, by the way, on the team.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if, I think he's an NFL guy now.
I don't disagree, but he would be such a good recruiter. Brian Daboll is the man. He is awesome. Him walking into homes for people, he would win them over immediately. Like, you don't think?
Absolutely, he would. I don't know if he'd want to deal with everything going on in college now.
That's probably fair.
That would be the sticking point. They are at the Lions, by the way, who did not look that good against the Eagles the other night.
There's really no other matchups this weekend. I mean, this one, the Colts and the Chiefs.
So that's an interesting one. Like, all right. So who are Bills fans rooting for? Colts at Chiefs?
Colts.
Okay. That's a team ahead of you right now.
I know.
For seeding.
I know. But like I said, if you're not going to win, my final thought on our show on Monday nights, it's called Leading the Charge.
Yes.
Was to not be fooled that the Chiefs are still getting to the playoffs. Like, everybody is like, oh, the Chiefs are done. They're dead. Dynasty's over. They're still getting there. It's just how they get there and what seed that they ultimately are. So I would be stunned if the Chiefs lose this game. Stunned.
Scott says Matt is conceding the one seed. I don't think you are.
No, I think that, like I said,
it's still in play.
No, I said, I think whoever wins the AFC East is getting the one seed. Just because I think the Broncos still have that final stretch for the Broncos is a little bit tricky.
Pitzer says, always KC to lose. I hear you, man. I hear you, Pitzer. I appreciate that. Pitzer, by the way, a subscriber to me on X. Make sure you subscribe as well. How about this? Penn State, is that a good fit for Brian
Daboll?
Of course
it's a good fit. He'd probably make so much money, it's not even funny. Of course it's a good fit. That's a premier program.
What if Miami hires Brian Daboll?
No, I think Miami.
He has coached there. He has been an assistant coach for Miami Dolphins.
I think Miami, this is going to be a little bit of a weird correlation, but it's fine. I think Miami is a little bit like the Buffalo Sabres, where I argued the Buffalo Sabres coming back and beating Detroit on Saturday was either going to completely save their season or it was going to just inevitably put off the suffering of why don't you make a move? It feels like that's what's happening in Miami, that they're going to go on this stretch. Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job. Tua is going to keep his job. They're going to finish with 7 or 8 wins, and they're going to do the exact same thing over again, and we're going to be having this exact same conversation a year from now. It is better to bottom out than be mediocre. They are in that dreaded quarterback purgatory that the Bills were in for so long with a head coach that is still hanging on by a thread. And even though they've won these last couple games, if you are a Bills fan, you do not want those changes to be made.
All right, let's, before we wrap up here, get another trivia question. We got a couple prizes up here. We got T-shirts, got a bag. We got some water bottles over here as well. All right, here's the, I'm going to write down the answer because I think you know, but I'm going to write it down anyway.
Okay.
All right. 1988 was the very first game, playoff game ever held at the current Rich Stadium, which this year, of course, is now Highmark Stadium, and it will be the final game, final season inside the stadium. That was the first playoff game in 1988. Who did the Bills beat in the first ever? Houston what? Yeah! Houston Oilers, you got it. You got it. What's your name? Come on up, buddy. You got it. You got a T-shirt here. You got bag. You want a WGR bag? You got some. Yeah. We got water bottles over here somewhere.
You want gray?
I think we have water bottles in the bag down there. We got stuff in the bag down there.
There's also in the bag there.
You got it. Thank you. I'm sorry. What's your name again? Dave. Gabe. James. I can't hear with my headset. I apologize. James. Thank you very much, James. Appreciate you. Good job.
Jerry, if the Ravens and the Bills beat the Patriots and we only lose one game or less, we would win the division. I mean,
that's right.
The most interesting, besides the Bills game, that Ravens-Patriots game is a fascinating game.
Yes,
for
it is.
The Buffalo Bills. A lot needs to happen between now and then. That would mean the Bills do need to kind of win all of their games, except maybe dropping one of them here, unless the Patriots slip up again. And the other thing I want to say is, I feel like the Bills-Patriots game is going to get flexed.
I don't know how many times. We talked to Mike North, and I don't know the answer to this. When have you ever seen them, other than week 18, that's a different thing, flex a game that they've already had on prime time earlier that year?
That's a good point. I've never really thought about that. It's just the Monday night game that week is Miami-Pittsburgh. So how much are you, you know what I mean?
I just don't, what week is that?
Week 15.
Let's take a look at it real quick, okay? Week 15. Wait, what is week 14, by the way? I just want to look because this could matter here. Bills play Bengals at 425. Uh-huh. Patriots are in a bye week 14. You get to week 15. That's a, okay. You say Patriots. What else could you have here, though?
Bills Patriots is right here. This is the bottom.
So you could also have Chargers Chiefs.
Yeah. No, definitely. Right? I'm just saying.
There's a Colts Seahawks is that week.
Yeah.
Lions Pack Rams. From an operational standpoint, I don't know if the NFL would flex a game to primetime they've already had in primetime that year.
I don't know if it's for. I mean,
I've not seen that yet.
If they're at that point, the Patriots have two losses and the Bills have three losses. That is the spiciest game of the week and one of the best games of the entire season.
I think it would be.
And for it to be played at Sunday at 1 o'clock is weird.
What you could do though,
if you put it to 4:30,
do a 4:25 game and move one of those games into the window. Right?
Yes, you could. That's the thing that's interesting. Like, you know, I don't see a game that big being played at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So yesterday, Sunday, I should say, after the game, we, as you were doing this solo pod, we went out to dinner with some friends and the game is on the Broncos and Chiefs. My 11-year-old son, Max, says to me, "Dad, don't we want the Chiefs to win?" And I said, "That's a good question, son."
It is a good question.
You could argue that. Here is my take on that. I say, A, because you're a Buffalo Bills fan, never root for the Chiefs, number one. Okay, but actually the bigger thing was I said, actually, I think whoever wins this game, it doesn't matter. You just want the other team to win the next time. I think you just want them to split.
Yeah.
Give the Broncos a loss along the way. Uh-huh. Give the Chiefs a loss along the way. Now, we have more information now about it, but how did you feel going into that game, who the Bills fans should want to win?
I thought that you probably wanted the Broncos to win, just because I do think that potentially burying that. Here's the thing. If you're not going to win the division, you are fine with the Chiefs getting in because you wouldn't play them until possibly the AFC Championship game. If the Bills are the 5 seed or the 6 seed and the Chiefs are the 7 seed or whatever it is, there's a very outside chance, but there is a chance that the 5, 6, and 7 seed in the AFC right now are at the end of the year are the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs.
Like, that's amazing.
Be bananas, but there is a chance that could ultimately happen. I just think burying the Chiefs is more beneficial because that is the team. I still personally think the worst possible matchup for the Bills is the Ravens, more so than the Chiefs, which is stupid. And, you know, the gif of the bread around the stupid sandwich, I would be more worried about playing the Ravens than I would be about playing the Chiefs personally. But if the Chiefs are not in the mix, that's a good thing for every other team in the AFC because that's one less gauntlet you have to go through.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have hit 3,000 live viewers on the stream tonight. Congratulations. Woo! Thank you all for coming in. We appreciate that. Ryan Hasenauer is enjoying his wings here tonight. So we want to thank him for being a part of it. How, the good wings, huh? Of course, always. He's saving some wings for us. We're going to go get to that. Thank you all for coming out here to 34 Rush Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Make sure you check out all their specials. What's the website? BataviaDownsGaming.com. All right, tomorrow, you heading out to Houston tomorrow?
Yeah, heading out to Houston tomorrow. This is a reminder for anybody who lives in the Buffalo television market.
Okay.
The game is on WKBW.
All right,
so
I love that.
And the Batavia market, exactly. It's on WKBW. If you do not live in the Buffalo market, you need to watch the game on the Amazon Prime app. You know, you have it on smart TVs or on your phone or whatever it is. But in the Buffalo market, the game is available for free on WKBW. So a gentle reminder to all of you who are trying to figure out where to watch the game. And coverage starts at 7:30, so we'll see you there.
All right, thank you very much. And I see your tweet there from GR says, Sal, cheers from South Florida. Thanks for being so cool with my kid at the stadium down here. I appreciate that. Anytime someone comes and says hi, we love saying hi to you. We'll stick around here and say hi to some people as well. One more reminder for you. I will have Sean McDermott for his weekly radio interview tomorrow during the Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. That'll be on Wednesday before we fly out. I'm on the team charter to Houston. We'll find out exactly who is declared out and what the situation is with injuries. So make sure you're listening to the Extra Point Show. Zach Jones will be hosting, but I'll have the interview with Sean McDermott during that show. Thanks a lot to everybody here at 34 Rush and Batavia Downs. Thanks a lot to our producer, Mike Robbie. Thank you for watching and being a part of the show tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.